Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We're now on Masachet Shvuot, Daf Hey Amud Bet, in the middle of the Amud, analyzing the last piece of the first Mishnah, which is Marot Negayim Shnayim Shehen Arba. Tananatan. Marot Negayim Shnayim Shehen Arba. Now, again, just as we did in the previous piece, we're going to compare our brief mention with the longer mention in the home Masachet, and in this case, the home Masachet being the Negayim. In Masachet Negayim, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Tanatam, Marot Negayim Shnayim Shehen Arba. What are they? Baheret, which is one of them, Azak HaShelig, is bright as snow. Shniala, it has a second, which is Kesida Eichal, like plaster of the Mikdash. The other Marot is Se'et, Ketzemer Lavan. It's a different kind of white. It's wool white. Shniala, Kikrum Beitza, it has a second, which is like the membrane of an egg. Okay, now Amar Rav Chanina. Man Tana Marot Negayim, who is the author of Marot Negayim, meaning both in that Mishnah, but also as a result in the abbreviated form in our Mishnah, Delok Rabbi Akiva, whoever it is somebody who does not agree with Rabbi Akiva, as we'll see. De'i Rabbi Akiva, Kevan De'amar Zu L'malam Izu V'zal L'malam Izu, Rabbi Akiva has a system in which he says all four of these colors, he agrees on what the colors are, all four of these hues are hierarchically ranked based on whiteness. And the second piece of the puzzle is that no mar'eh can be mitzarev except with a mar'eh that is next to it in its hierarchy. So therefore, the brightest one is Baheret, the second one to it is Se'et, the next one is the Tolda of Baheret, what we call the Tolda of Baheret, which is the color of plaster, and then the egg. So that means that the egg cannot be mitzarev with the plaster if there's half a shear of each, because they're from two different kinds. The plaster can't be mitzaref with the se'et, because they're from two different kinds. And the se'et can't be mitzaref with the hair, it's two different kinds. And the plaster can't be mitzaref with the snow, because they're too distant. Now, we'll see. Im kein tiharta sidechal mitzaref. As a result of that, sidechal, the plaster cover color, cannot be mitzaref with anything. Now, Bahadiman Litzrafe, which would it join with? Litzrafe Badi Bahart, if you want the plaster to half a shear of plaster, the plaster color, to meet starif with half a shear of Baharat color, the snow color, he can say Tadif Mine, we have Se'et in the middle. Litzrafe Badi Se'et, you can't have the plaster be meet starif with the Se'et, I've told the Dehu, it's not in the same family. So Yachi, Kumbet Sanami Bahadiman Litzrafe. So why are you challenging it from the plaster? The membrane, all the egg membrane color also can't be meet starif. Litzrafei Bahadi Se'et, it can't be mitzarev to Se'et, because Ikasisi Da'adifine, again, that's 4-2. Something in the middle. Litzrafei Bahadi Se'et, it can't join to the plaster, La Barminehu, it's not from the same family. So, hi, Mai, how do we solve this? So, Bishlama below Seed Echal Krumbetza Lokasha. Without the problem of the plaster, the egg membrane's not a problem. Why? De'afagav the Krumbetza Mitatoy de Se'et, even though you have this order where you have Se'et, and then the plaster color, then the egg color. Rachman Amar v'la se'et v'la sapachat. The Torah associated sapachat, which is the tolda, with se'et. Sapachat, sapachat, fe'la l'se'et, avagav d'minchata minei tuva. Even though the egg color is significantly duller than the se'et color, than the wool color, that still meets taref. So it can leapfrog. Elasid echal kasha, but the real problem is the plaster, because you don't have such a ruling by the plaster. So we do have to say that our Mishnah does not accord with Rabbi Akiva. And that's the conclusion of that. The only question is, where did we ever learn that Rabbi Akiva held of this hierarchical system as opposed to the other position, which is there's Baheret and its second, Se'et and its second, and they work as two independent families. So Ilei Mahadatanya, if we got it from this following bright time, Rabbi Yossi Shal Yoshua Benosh Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's son asked him, he asked him, why is the formulation of the Mishnah the way it is? So how do you want them to say it? So the son said, Yomru, Mikrum Beitza Olamala Tameh. Anything lighter than Krum Beitza and up, lighter is Tameh. Amarlo, Lo Marsha Mitztafim, Shemasafim Zayim Zeh. You need to know that there are groups so that they are mitztaref with each other. So Amarlo, so the son said, Vyomru, Mikrum Beitza Olamala Tameh. Anything from the egg on up is tameh, and the mitzaref with each other. So the fact that the son asked him that way assumes that seruf is all about hierarchy and not about Avot and Toladot. Amar lo lomar lecha kol kohen sheino baki ben uvishvotein eino ra'eh tagin negayim. So Rabbi Akiva said, you're right. And the reason that instead they wrote Shnayim Shein Arba is to tell you that a kohen has to know the words and the nomenclature. Okay. And otherwise he can't see negayim. But he didn't say, why don't they say everything lighter than Sida Eichal is there? From the fact he didn't say it. So we see that Rabbi Akiva said that they'll all be mitzarif with Se'et, meaning the egg will be mitzarif with Se'et, but the plaster color will not be mitzarif with anything, supporting our position. And that's why the son didn't ask him that. V'doma seid v'toldatam, I heard v'toldatam. Maybe he meant that each thing will be mitzarif with its own av. So that's not really a proof. The fact that he asked it a certain way and didn't ask it a different way isn't a really proof. Elamid Rabbi Chanina, must come from Rabbi Chanina. Da'am Rabbi Chanina, Mashal Rabbi Akiva l'ma davar domer. Rabbi Akiva's setup looks like this. It's similar to arba'a kosot shel chalav, 4 cups of milk. Milk is white, which is the essential color of negayim. Echad naflu tocho shnei tivin shel dam, v'chad naflu tocho arba tivin shel dam, echad naflu tocho shmona, v'chad nafal tocho shnei masar tivin, v'mala sheisri tivin. So we have 1 cup that fell, that 2 drops of blood fell into it, so it becomes slightly red. Another one had 4 fall into it, and the next one had 8 fall into it. And the question is, what do you do now? So the one version is it then moves to 12 or the 16. Either way, what we have is that Rabbi Akiva sees sequentially linked versions of white, which are increasingly less white. Shukulan marot lavane. They're all called lavane. El shezel amalamizeh, vezel amalamizeh. One is whiter than the next, because one has a little less red, one has a little more red in it. So aim at Hashem alayhi Rabbi Akiva b'tachu patuch. This, we only know from this that Rabbi Akiva applied a hierarchy to patuch. Patuch is when there's admumit, mare adamdam, a reddish tint to the white. But since when does he say that pure white has gradations, and the sequence of the gradations really tells where it falls in line? And perhaps you'll say that Rabbi Chanina's example applies to both. Who says that even when it comes to the red, Rabbi Akiva says this. The Adam Dam, whether of Baheret or Se'et, both of them look like diluted wine. Ela shel baheret azak shelag v'shel tzid dehai mena. That the one of baheret is bright as snow, and the one of plaster is a slightly less, which by the way means that Rabbi Akiva now is setting up that baheret and then seed, which is the way everybody else has it. Mita shel tzemer dehai mena v'yalei. Really, according to you, Rabbi Akiva should have said that you have the snow color, and then slightly less than that is the wool color. So Amri Yenachinami, the truth is that's what he said. Vatani Rabbi Natan Omer, Lo Shem Rabbi Akiva Shal Sida De'ayimena, Ela Shal Semer De'ayimena. According to Rabbi Natan, that's exactly what Rabbi Akiva said. And that really now does support it. So now we're comfortable saying Rabbi Akiva really does have a hierarchy in which it is white as snow, then white as wool, then white as plaster, then white as egg membrane, and their mitzareif with the one next to them. Okay, in other words, his system is not Baheret and its Tolda, Se'et and its Tolda, which is the system of the Mishnah in Negayim, and therefore the system in our Mishnah. Now, parenthetically, how do we know that Baheret is the brightest one? If he has a Baheret which is white, he levana ve'en acheret levana, that's the whitest of all. Tanu Rabbanan, Baheret, another point is Amukah. Baheret looks, it isn't really, but it looks like it's concave, means it's sort of sunken in the skin. Chenomer mar eha amok mina or. That's what it says about the Baheret, that it looks deeper than the skin. Kamare chamam ukaminat sel. Just like sun looks deeper than where the shade is. Now se'et ain't se'et ala gavoa. Se'et, which is the other basic mare, is actually raised. Chenomer al kol harim harim val kol agvaot nisaot. La se'et is to raise something up. Sapachat, what's sapachat? So these are the 3 words used for the skin lesion, skin, disease. Ain't sapachat el tefilas. Sapachat means just a hanging on. Chen omer v'amars v'chenina. This is in the curse to Eli about his descendants, that they will become so poor that they're going to come and say, please let me hang on and tail on with one of the groups of Kohanim in order to eat something. So that's Sapachat. So now Ashkachan Tfeilah L'Sa'et. So all we know, though, is Baheret, Sa'et, and Satan Sapachat, which means Sa'et has a second. How do you know Baheret has a second? Tfeilah Baheret Menalan. Or Zera Nimra Levana B'Sa'et V'Nimra Levana B'Baheret, because the Torah calls both of them Levana. Ma Levana Mora B'Sa'et Yishtat Tfeilah, just like Sa'et has a second, Haflana Mora B'Baheret Yishtat Tfeilah, same thing with Baheret. Manita Tana, where Brighton says, Itila Katuva Sapacha ben Seit Baharat. If you look at the first pasuk on the page, Vela Seit Vela Sapacha Vela Baharat, which is in the summary of the Negaim, you see that it puts Sapacha in the middle. Lamar Lacha, Kashem Shvela Seit Kachvela Baharat. To tell you that Sapacha goes in both directions, like a Janus, that it goes to before and to after, and therefore both Seit and Baharat have a second. Okay, we said Seit Katsamer Lavan, that looks like white wool. Might Samer Lavan, what's that? Bibi Amarba, Yo Asi, Tsemer Naki Ben Yomo, it's pure, fresh wool, Shemachabnim Bolamilat. They cover it up, and they keep it available to use for the nicest clothes. Rechanina Mashal de Rabbanan Lamad Avardomet. The Rabbanan system of Shnaim Shein Arba is like what? The Trey Malchi or the Trey Ifrachi, like two kings and two governors. Meaning Malko Shelzeh Lamalami Malko Shelzeh, Fachoshelzeh Lamalami Fachoshelzeh. This king is above that king, and this governor is above that governor. But that doesn't work. That's Rabbi Kiva's system. What it is each king is over his own governor. So therefore you have Baharat and its second, which is the plaster color, and Se'et, which is the king, over its second, which is the egg membrane color. These are different positions in the Babylonian government. The king himself, and some sort of a general, and a mayor of the town, or the clerk, and the Resh Galuta. Hai Zalam Alam Izehu. That's again a simple hierarchy. I'm going Malka for Ophila on one side, Al Kafta Resh Galuta on the other side. Again. But now, by the way, the difference between this and the first presentation, notice, is in the first presentation, it was a king and a governor, a king and a governor, meaning the two kings are both kings. So that recognizes that both basic Marot Negaim are of the same level. Here, the first Mare Nega is stronger than the second one. This one's a king, and this one's only a Rofila, which may mean Rutila and some sort of like a vice governor. Rav Amar, by the way, Kagan Shofam Alkav Kesar. He goes back to equating it to the kings, but he splits the difference because they're not exactly equal kings. One is Shapur, the Sasanian king, and the other one is Caesar, who, of course, is ruling most of the world. Apapala Rava, Heminai Adif, which one is stronger? Amalei, Bechoshaya, Koachalei, would he been living in a forest all the time? Where he been? Fukhazi, Tiva, the man, Sagib Alma, see whose name is out in the world. Of course, it's Caesar. Tichtiva, Tachul, call Ara, Tadushne, Tadikine. You've destroyed all the world, and you've threshed it, and you've destroyed it. In other words, Amar Yochanan, Zu Romi, Chayavit, that's Rome. Shetiva Yatsa, Becholam Kula, the whole world knows about Rome. Rome is covering in the whole world. Pax Romana. Now he goes back now to the examples of the wool. What are these four like? It's like a garment of wool, and then a worn out garment of wool, and a garment of linen, and a worn out garment of linen. So the two different kinds of whites, and then duller versions of each. Okay, we'll stop at this point. We'll pick it up in the next passage, which will take us back to the Mishnah, and then we will study the next few Mishnayot, going back to Daf Bet. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.